It's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand there was a big decision made today in African football.
Kim, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, announced Friday that Equatorial Guinea will replace Morocco as host of the 2015 Nations Cup tournament. In a statement, CAF said it wants to express its sincere thanks to the people of Equatorial Guinea, its government, and President Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo for hosting African football's premier competition. Equatorial Guinea will now have 9 weeks to prepare. The Africa Cup of Nations kicks off on January 17th and goes through February 8th. Keep in mind, VOA football fans, oil-rich Equatorial Guinea, one of Africa's smallest countries with a population of just over 600,000, co-hosted the 2012 Nations Cup with Gabon. During that tournament, Equatorial Guinea used Bata and the capital, Malabo, as venues. Those two port cities will be used again in January, along with the eastern city of Mongomo on the mainland and Ebebeyin, also on the mainland, in the northeast. Also keep in mind, VOA football fans, CAF disqualified Equatorial Guinea in July from the 2015 Nations Cup qualifying competition for fielding an ineligible player. But that's now forgotten, and Equatorial Guinea earns an automatic berth as host of the 16-team tournament. CAF says the draw for the finals will be held December 3rd in Malabo. The announcement of Equatorial Guinea as the new host comes ahead of the penultimate round in 2015 African Nations Cup qualifying. African football guru David Legg joins us once again this evening to break down Saturday's 12 qualifiers, and David will go group by group.
Group A, we've got in Durban, South Africa and Sudan, and in Pointe Noire, we've got Congo, Brazzaville and Nigeria. Now, Sonny, I wish I had $1, just $1, for every email I have received from Nigeria in the last couple of weeks asking me to explain, will the Super Eagles make it, how will they make it, etc., etc. You know, I've had to go back to school, basically, and do an advanced course in mathematics. The simplest advice I have to the Nigerian team and their coach, Stephen Keshi, is just win your last two games. Win in Congo and win at home against South Africa in Uyo in a magnificent stadium, Sonny. I watched the opening of the stadium. It's down there in the southeast of the country. They played Ghana last weekend. And the stadium, it's undoubtedly one of the best in Africa. And I salute all Nigerians. This is a stadium they can be truly proud of. But the more immediate and probably the tougher task of the two for me is that match in Congo-Brazzaville. Now, Congo, as every Nigerian knows well by now, they came to Calabar and they shocked the Super Eagles by 3-2. And basically, if Congo can get a draw from that match, they'll be well-placed to qualify, whereas the Nigerians, they really need to win, Sonny. Otherwise, those calculators, the batteries are going to run out. It's going to get too complicated. South Africa, on the other hand, their case is more straightforward. If they beat Sudan in Durban in a match that's really all about the late Senzo Maiwa, the match has been moved from Nelspruit to Durban because that's where Maiwa was born. And, of course, Maiwa was the national goalkeeper and captain who was gunned down several weeks ago during an armed robbery at the home of a girlfriend close to Johannesburg. And that's both a good thing and a bad thing, Sonny. I'm sure you'll agree with me. These emotional situations can work both ways. It's certainly going to put a lot of pressure on the South Africans. They're playing for Senzo, and they know that the public, there is great expectation. They want to see a big victory. But in their previous two home games, South Africa drew 0-0 with Nigeria and 0-0 with Congo. So they've not won, and they haven't scored a goal. And my concern is if that match against Sudan is goalless, with, say, 30 minutes left, I could see a heavy dose of nerves coming in. The team, they've already visited the grave of Senzo, and the coach, Sheikh Mashaba, he's hoping that that will bring closure to the event. But he's been the first to admit that this one is all about the mind. There's no doubting the ability of the South Africans. They won 3-0 in Khartoum, so they should be capable of beating the Sudan at home, perhaps by a lesser margin. But so much depends on the mental state of the players. Sonny, Group B is a lot less complicated. We know, for example, that Algeria have already qualified, and they're at home to Ethiopia. Algeria are the only team with a perfect record in the competition so far. Played 4, won 4. They're carrying on that good form they showed at the World Cup when they reached the second round, and they took the eventual champions, Germany, to extra time. So the issue in Group B really is all about who finishes runners-up. And a match that's crucial to that will be in Blantyre between Malawi and Mali. A win for Mali will basically secure second place for them, but a win for Malawi will really throw this second place issue into the melting pot. On to Group C, Sonny. And here we've got in Maseru, it's Lesotho against Burkina Faso. And in Luanda, it's Angola against Gabon. Now, Gabon and Burkina Faso are looking good in this group. They've got 8 and 7 points, respectively. Angola have only got 4 and Lesotho 2. And really, if Angola are to have any chance of making the top two, they will have to beat Gabon in Luanda. On the other hand, if Burkina Faso can get a draw in Lesotho, they should stay on course. We've spoken about Sierra Leone and Ivory Coast in Group D. The other match in Group D, very crucial game between Cameroon and the Democratic Republic of Congo in Yaoundé. The Democratic Republic of Congo, their form has been nothing short of bizarre. They've played 2 home matches and they've lost both of them. They've played 2 away matches and they've won both of them, including a very meritorious 4-3 triumph over Ivory Coast in Abidjan. Only the second country since 1967 to go to Abidjan and beat the Ivorian elephant. And now the question is, can DRC complete a hat-trick of away wins and go to Cameroon and win there? And there's a real battle on, Sonny, for second place in that group. Cameroon still looking good with 10 points. DR Congo and Ivory Coast, 6 points each. And Sierra Leone with just a solitary point. Another country who can secure a place in the finals are Ghana if they go to Kampala and they beat the Ugandans. But it's not going to be that easy because Ghana were held 1-1 at home by the Cranes. And the Cranes, who haven't been to the finals since 1978, they're desperate for a victory. They're away in their last match. So really, this is a win-or-bust game for the Ugandan Cranes. Togo, on the other hand, they're being the revelation of Group E. They started with 2 defeats, but then they beat Uganda home and away. And if they beat Guinea in Lomé on Saturday, they will definitely qualify for the finals. And, of course, the Togolese danger man, as always, that beanpole of a striker, Emmanuel Adebayor from Tottenham Hotspur. In Group F, we know that Cape Verde have qualified, irrespective of what happened in the final 2 rounds. And the interesting scenario, Sonny, is that if Mozambique beats Zambia in Maputo, it's almost certain that the shock 2012 African champions will not make the 2015 finals. It would mean that Zambia could at best finish 3rd, and then they would hope to get that one place reserved for the best 3rd-place team. But with 8 points, I doubt if that will be enough for them. So a huge match in Maputo. It's a Southern African derby. Mozambique Mambas. Mambas are the snakes against the Zambian Copper Bullets. And then Pri, off the west coast of Africa, Cape Verde Islands at home to Niger. Having won 3-1 in Niamey, you would fancy the Cape Verdeans to beat Niger a second time. And then in Group G, after Botswana and Tunisia on Friday, a huge match, Sonny, one of the biggest of the weekend on Saturday in Cairo between Egypt and Senegal. Suffice to say that record 7 times champions Egypt, they have to win this game. I don't think there's any ifs or buts about it. They've got a very tough final game away to Tunisia. So this is their chance to get 3 points, get up to 9 points, and possibly sneak into the finals as the best 3rd-place team. But it's not going to be easy. Senegalese, a good team, unlucky to lose away to Tunisia. They were dominant at home to Egypt in a 2-0 victory. So, yeah, record 7 times champions Egypt, Sonny, up against it. So really a fascinating weekend of football coming up.
Coming up next, David, is VOA's Downtown Brown with our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, it's VOA's Downtown Brown, and I'm back again with question of the week. The question was, Senegalese striker Defari Shako is off to a sensational start with West Ham United. He scored in his first 6 starts for the Hammers and was named EPL Player of the Month for October. This week is a 2-part question. The first part was, what do you think about his performance so far? And how many goals do you think he'll score this season? We have a couple winners this week. The first one goes out to Augustine Igwe from Nigeria, who said, Shaco has done absolutely wonderful. I wish him well. I think he will score 21 or 22 goals, and that will not be a bad idea. The next winner is Chabot De Stryker from Nigeria, who said he can score at least 13 goals with his wonderful performance. And last winner is Anwi Chikizi Obina from Lagos, Nigeria, had a couple of points to state his reason why. The first one was his performance has been splendid, no doubt, surprised expectation. The second point he had was one cannot say his precision with the number of goals he will score, but provided he's safe from injuries and maintain his form, I see him scoring a double digit, saying 15 goals. Soccer news, David Beckham's son, Brooklyn Beckham, is rumored to sign with an English Premier team at the age of 15. Mesut Ozil from Arsenal is not coming back until January 15 with his recent knee injury. For Manchester United, Robin Van Persie has a minor injury and will return next match. Raphael has a muscular injury and there is a doubt he will return for next match. Falcao should be ready to go for his next match. Manchester City, Vincent Kompany has a muscular injury and should be back by November 22nd. David Silva should be fit and ready to go by November 30th. From Chelsea, Cesar Fabregas has injured his hamstring and there is no return date so far. Andrew Schurrle is still out with the illness and there is also no return date. And we'll try to keep you up to date on recent soccer stories and soccer injuries on facebook.com/VOASunny. Friendly games to watch over the weekend. England versus Slovenia.